Welcome to What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Kev, drop that Activision Blizzard beat.
Oh, no.
We are pieces of shit. Come work for us. We will sexually harass you. We're Activision Blizzard.
Audio Jungle.
God, I love these.
All off the top of my head.
So a new letter from Activision Blizzard. Mixes lofty promises with non-committal warnings. Yay! Yeah, so, you know, they're boasting the fact that they highlight how Activision Blizzard's percentage of women in its workforce is in line with other companies, that reporting that 24%... but that of individual companies within Activision are broader widely, as well as 36% are underrepresented ethnic group, which is lower than the other companies, which make up 40%. They say that they're going to do great, and they're going to do wonderful, and we're going to exceed your expectations, and we're going to continue to be awesome, and you're going to love us or else.
Or else there'll be consequences. So. Oh, wait, that was the union talk.
So man. that's your active. I mean, listen, there's nothing more to add to this. It's just them being shitty and not doing the right thing, which is getting rid of yep. Bobby Kotick. So it's all smoke.
Getting rid of the source, yeah.
So that's it. We won't spend time on that. I just wanted to hear that song mostly. Let's see here. You guys know that Tencent is like one of the huge mega corporations that have become a force to be reckoned with in gaming, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
They're the Chinese company who's been buying up every single gaming company that has anything to do with anything. Well, they bought another one, and they bought Back for Blood developer Turtle Rock Studios.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So... okay, so listen, I don't have anything against, I guess, how do I word this? Let me just be blunt. Does it worry you to buy games and play games from a Chinese game company, like a publisher / house? Does it worry you that like anything would be put into the code or anything like that? Kind of like how everyone was worried about TikTok.
I wasn't before.
you put the fear into him. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I'm not worried about it. I care about their practices. I mean, if they're a piece of shit company, I wouldn't want to support them. And I don't know enough about Tencent. I mean, they could be. I just, as long as it doesn't throw in, like, you're right, like things that are hidden in the code or bloatware of sorts, you know, like games with, you know, games as a service, I guess, you know, and it's just, as long as they do their job and entertain, I guess, and make it worth the money and don't pull any shady shit. But I mean, once again, we're in such an era where it's like, who knows how much of our information is being sold just for playing Back for Blood or something like that. You know, when you agree to all that stuff in the contracts. So it's just such a weird time, but somebody, I don't know. I'll still play Back for Blood.
I had a real conservative coworker once say to me, and this was like just a couple months ago. And they were like, I'll tell you what, if China came over here, they just invade and take us over. And you can't let China take us over. And I looked at him and I went, bud, I don't know if you know this or not, but they already have. It doesn't like there would be no war. They've already taken over. Like they make all of our products. They own Hollywood now because they make more money over in Hollywood, and Hollywood like will do anything to keep China happy. was like, all the mega corporations bend a knee to everything China, like Apple, all of them like do weird shady shit that then we report on. I was like, they don't need to invade if they wanted to. Like they already own it. Like
all they would need to do is just like claim their debt, you know, like, hey, okay, yeah,
it's time to pay up.
Yeah, we owe them so much money. I was like, your pulse, like, you're so off the fucking, like, the main artery.
Man, well, I did my research.
Yeah, that's all right. Once JFK shows up down Dealey Plaza and reinstates Trump as president and JFK Jr. as vice president, like, China will never fuck with us again. Which what might be true, because if JFK did show up at 104 years old after being shot in the head, like, I too would question attacking that country.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck with him. That's like,
I don't know what fucking necromancy bullshit y'all are getting up to over there. Like, but y'all must have some powerful deity on your side. I ain't fucking around with that.
Yeah,
that's some dark shit. Y'all in some dark magic shit.
Do you know what I do to fuck with these people in Texas? Because it's primarily all Republicans and everything that you know, and so people come and purchase a TV from us, right? Well, we sell a brand called Hisense, and they are China's number one selling TV, and so they brought them over to America. So whenever people are like looking at these TVs, I always add in to fuck with them, and I always add that fact in to like, cause just to see them fucking squirm. And I've seen them do it multiple times where they're like, oh yeah, this Hisense is a great price. It's a value. I go, yeah, this is a great TV. You know, it's wonderful. You know, it's a value TV, but the picture on it is great. And it's China's number one selling TV. And they're like, oh, fuck that.
And then they go buy a Japanese TV or something like that.
Exactly.
They go buy the TV that's still made in China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Parts of it is still made. Like I said, there's no way of avoiding it. I mean, man.
So I absolutely love it. Just to see the mood change, because they're so into buying it for their like spare room or whatever. You know, they're like, oh, I got
man cave.
And then as soon as they say it, they're like, oh, hell no. Oh, come on, Karen.
As they're wearing their China-made MAGA hats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a new Ghostbusters game is on the way, and I'm sure this was not made to be... this is not made to be talked about, but guess what? Ernie Hudson did it. Ernie Hudson.
It was like from Ghostbusters?
Yeah, from the Ghostbusters. Crow? Yeah, yeah. So Ernie Hudson was talking, did an interview, and he was like, yeah, we're all recording right now. Voiceovers are underway for a new Ghostbusters game. And I'm sure the publisher and the devs were like, no, we didn't even announce it.
No.
Why? So I'm sure they're like, God damn it, these fucking voice actors.
These fucking old people. Yeah.
So he said that him and Dan Aykroyd are recording currently. They don't know if they're going to get, what's his
name? Bill Murray.
Bill Murray to do it. But, you know, because nobody knows until the last minute for Bill Murray anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard those stories about he just has like a single phone number with a voicemail, and if he wants to get back to you, he will, but
it's a very Bill Murray thing.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes he just shows up and he's like, all right, I'm ready.
Yeah. I have heard that where they're like, we don't know if Bill's showing up today or not. He's supposed to show up. He's on the call sheet. We haven't heard anything about him being here. And then the motherfucker just strolls on the set and they're like, okay, I guess let's go. Fuck.
He is just an anomaly. I love him.
So, and then we'll end. Oh, I guess we got a little bit of time. So yeah. I was going to end it right there, but Epic Games is doing a holiday sale. I guess every store is, but Epic Games is always like special if you're a PC gamer, because the last 3 years they give away a game every day, which I don't think I claimed my game yesterday. Oh shit.
No, you didn't miss out. It's that game you hated anyway. It's Remnant Rise from the Ashes.
Oh yeah, we already have that game.
Yeah. So remember we were talking about that and they were like, not for you.
I did not hate this game. I loved the game. I hated the difficulty because we couldn't even, the three of us couldn't, like, and you're a vet when it comes to these hard ass games, and we couldn't even get past the first level.
Yeah.
Which, it's still, you can still claim it. I'm claiming it right now.
Even I think until like 10 a.m. Central Standard Time or something.
Half left or something.
But they are doing mega sales right now on Epic Games. And then they also have a $10 infinite coupon. So as long as you buy something over $14.99 at the checkout, you'll get an automatic $10 off no matter how many games you want to buy. Like you can buy one game, go back, buy another. You'll get $10 off every single time. So if there's a game that you're looking for, it's on sale, and you'll get an additional $10 off. Go enjoy. And then, of course, claim your free games.
Mm-hmm.
Which
And that make... Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
you... That makes
no.
games like...
Oh. Yeah, well, you want to...
Guardians of the Galaxy on
me?
Sale.
You, me?
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
You.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy is like $38. With the $10 off, it comes down to $28. Mm-hmm. So go buy that game. It is so worth it. I paid full price, and I'd pay full price again.
Mm-hmm.
So what else we got? Oh, there was announced that Splinter Cell is getting a remake. It's not a remaster, it's not a whatever, it's they're remaking it from the ground up, and it's going to be the same game that you know and love from back in the day, just with modern amenities in gaming and on a whole new engine and all that good stuff. So
dope.
Yeah,
cool.
And then let's see here. Avril Lavigne is in the news. Who she signed a deal with the devil to not age.
Yeah, seriously.
She is turning her song Skater Boy into a movie.
Oh boy! All right.
Why? What? Why?
Said recently, with it being almost the 20th anniversary, a lot of people have been asking me.
A lot? How can we quantify a lot?
Hold on, we're missing Doug's like midlife crisis
in action. No. Hey man, literally, we'll talk Spider-Man tomorrow or whatever. But like, dude, fucking, but I just was like, man, these people what's his name? Oh my god, Green Goblin, Willem Dafoe. And stuff. It's like, oh man, you played this character 20 years ago. Fucking old.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're starting to get to that point of your life, huh? Yeah.
Welcome. We've been there for 5 years.
Yeah. Welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say, like, I didn't, you know, we didn't go see the midnight premiere of this movie. I had to go like Saturday morning because we couldn't get tickets, and this was probably literally the first Spider-Man movie since the Maguire franchise that I haven't been to like the midnight showing of, or whatever, day one. Cause I think some of the later ones we were able to do like 7 PM or whatever, but like, yeah, like I remember going to the midnight premiere of Spider-Man like 2002, whatever year that came out with Tobey Maguire. Like, and we did every single one after that. And so that was kind of a bummer, but yeah, it's just, I'm old, and so 20 years for Skater Boy just is that can go fuck itself.
Listen, just don't run out. Don't do anything after we hang up this call. Don't do anything crazy.
I'm gonna go buy a sports car.
I was just about to say that. Corvette, here I come.
Corvette, yeah. Ah, I'm Doug Richmond now.
Oh shit. So she goes on to say, a lot of people have been asking me to play this song on some TV shows, so it keeps getting brought back up and people will always reference it to me. So that's what she said on an episode of The Voice. So she's actually going to turn the song into a film and take it to the next level.
I hope it's not like a literal, like they make a movie about like, you know, he loves a boy and then, you know, like it's about like a skater boy and a girl like falling in love with a skater boy, because it'd be stupid, but it would be very fucking like meta and funny if it was a movie about people harassing her about the song 20 years later. Like I 100% would watch a movie about Avril Lavigne having to deal with the fact that one of her songs from 20 years ago, people won't shut the fuck up about, and her having to like come to like terms with like the fact that she has a 20-year-old hit single, like, you know, that people always want to hear. Like a meta movie would be so much better than like a literal, like,
no, this is
a movie about a girl falling in love with a skater boy.
You know that that's not gonna happen, because in the description it says the song is based on her high school experiences while telling a podcast. You know what it's like in high school, you have all these different groups and cliques, and the skaters, the preps, the jocks. You know exactly where this is going.
Yeah.
No. It's just send it to Lifetime. Don't care.
No, it's already gotten greenlit for a series on Netflix, but it's already got started and canceled in the same day.
But don't worry, it has a $200 million budget.
Yeah. Oh,
they're building. They're building an actual high school.
They're going to enroll students to go there.
Yeah.
For this show. They'll get college credits.
They better get something for filming this shit.
Oh, shit. Avril Lavigne set to star as she signs the deal with the devil. She still looks the same age.
Yeah.
Watch the show Pin 15.
No, but I keep hearing about it.
But it's this show, it takes place in the 90s. It's the producers and stuff on it are like the Lonely Island guys. But it's about these two girls in middle school in like the late 90s. So to me, it's very like, oh shit. Yes, I remember all the things that y'all are talking about and listening to and whatever's happening. Like there's a part where they're like on AOL Instant Messenger with people. And I was like, yep, remember that. And, but the two leads are actresses who are like 35, 36 years old, but they're playing 14-year-old girls. And it's so fucking funny because they like, they don't look 14, you know, like even with like the makeup and the shit that they do, like they still, you're a fucking grown ass person. Like, and it's so funny because they're all their castmates are like 14-year-old. Then it's just so fucking funny. It's funny and also surprisingly like heartfelt at times, where it's like I was not expecting this from a Lonely Island like production,
right?
Or whatever their production team, Awesome Entertainment or whatever the fuck it's called.
That's because this is what happens when everyone gets old. You start to really feel it, you know. Start to really go down a road where you look to your past and realize that some of your favorite songs as a youth are 20 years old. And
now, I already had one like Crisis when the Blue album turned 20.
Back in
2014 or whatever. I was like, which means that album's about to turn 30 in like 3 years.
I'm onto my third Crisis, where the like third Blink album is about to turn 20. So
yeah,
like, God damn it, I'm on the third album now that's turning 20. I've already done this twice. Make it stop.
Yeah, I think the Green album probably just turned 20. That one came out like 2001, so that means that fucking like, fuck you Weezer, you old ass fuck, stop making music so we could stop having this fucking crisis,
right? And at that point they were already together for like 10 years because they like took time off so fucking Rivers can go to get his like fucking doctrine or whatever, like,
yeah, with the Harvard.
Yeah, like, so he, like, he had time to go to Harvard and then record the Green album, and here we are. Like, yeah, it's, yeah, 20 plus years.
You know, talking on this podcast and how things have changed in our lives, and even in the time that we started this in 2012 until now, I'm pretty sure that, because we're coming up on our own anniversary, not only are we doing 4 years, but... I mean, 400 episodes. But guys, it's going to be 2022 in a few days. We started this in 2012. It's our 10-year anniversary. Oh,
shit.
In 10 years.
Doug, feel old yet?
I have to I have to go lay down.
So I was thinking maybe we should do a name change and just be called Old Men Yelling at Clouds. That's the new podcast.
Perfect.
All right. Well, tomorrow we got Thirsty Thursday.
I hate it.
We've all just had our like revelations now. So like everyone's just gone silent. Just thinking about how fucked we are.
Everyone's very bummed all of a sudden.
Podcast name called like, oh my God, Midlife Crisis, we can call it. Doug, I wish that we were still doing video. Doug is at the point where his head is almost on the table. All right, we won't bum anyone else out, but this is good stuff. If you have any podcast names for three middle-aged men still trying to be relevant, let us know. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.